Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting sixth. The DH, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rick Anderson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it, tags Brett and throws to first to double up Tartabull. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Redus. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Redus steals second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Redus scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasqua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. White takes first base on ball four. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Tabler reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Tabler scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McFarlane trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Redus is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wilson scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lyons is 0-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Baines is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Walker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pasqua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Royals 3, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. White goes all the way around to score. Tabler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stillwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ricky Horton now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Tabler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hill scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive towards third. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stillwell bunts towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. Tabler moves to third. McFarlane moves to second. One out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brett is walked intentionally. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1-2. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons bunts towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Redus moves to second. One out. Steve Farr now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tabler. Baines reaches second base with a double. Redus scores. It's Royals, 4, White Sox, 4. Mike Woodard pinch runs for Harold Baines. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Woodard moves to third. 2 outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Pasqua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Farr covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tabler is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Mike McFarlane. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stillwell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Pecota trying to get to home. Redus throws the ball into Karkoviche, who tags Pecota, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now catching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boston is 0-for-3 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Boston reaches third base with a triple. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dean is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dean is walked intentionally. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill is walked intentionally. Dean moves to second. Mark Salas pinch hits for Ron Karkovice. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Salas hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Boston scores. Dean moves to third. Hill moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.